If you rent your home or apartment, you have probably seen prices skyrocket. Almost $300 more than a year ago. That's the national median rise. Rents are going up 10, 20, even 55% in Miami. Now, in San Francisco, another super high rent city, renters have a way to push back. A new law requires landlords to bargain with them. It's called the right to organize. And we have Peter Dreyer to talk about it. He's professor of politics, urban, and environmental policy at Occidental College. Hello.
Thank you, Scott.
Now, this law passed after renters in San Francisco asked the city's biggest landlord, a company called Veritas, to cancel rent debt during the pandemic, and then they sued for harassment. Is this a bit of a picture of the challenges that renters face in general?
Absolutely. Renters in the United States right now have their backs to the wall. It's really impossible for most renters to be able to afford to buy a home. Rents are going up much faster than wages are going up. And tenants have very little recourse. And so most cities don't have rent control, and the ones that do have rent control don't always enforce it very well. The tenants have very little power, but this new San Francisco law gives them the same kind of organizing power that workers got in the 1930s when Congress passed the National Labor Relations Act, often called the Wagner Act, which gave workers the right to unionize. Uh-huh. And so this is what the tenants in San Francisco now have fought for and won, the right to unionize, so the right to organize and have them represented by their organization when they're negotiating over both rents and conditions with their landlords.
And let me ask you about this new law. In practical terms, the law says landlords are required to meet with tenant associations at least four times a year and bargain in good faith. What does that mean in reality for what renters, what tenants can do, can get?
That in good faith language also comes from the federal National Labor Relations Act, which basically says that in union negotiations, the owners or the employers have to sit across the table and compromise and negotiate with unions. And the San Francisco law puts the same burden on both the landlords and the tenants, which they have to talk to each other and bargain and negotiate. And if either side refuses to do that, they're not acting in good faith. And if the landlord is not negotiating in good faith, then the tenants have the right to withhold their rent.
Okay, so that is the lever. If that's what tenants can do, if the landlords are found to not be adhering to the language of the law.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay. Now, in San Francisco, this landlord Veritas is a big company. What about smaller landlords who own one or two properties? Do their tenants have these new rights too?
Under the San Francisco law, only buildings that have more than five units are covered by the law. The goal of the law is to focus on corporate landlords, which is what's happening in America over the last decade or so, which big corporate landlords, including Wall Street, private equity firms, have been gobbling up a lot of the rental housing in the country, particularly large apartment buildings. And this was exacerbated during the pandemic. And so now we're seeing increasingly the number of people living in large apartment buildings owned by absentee owners that don't really care about the day-to-day conditions of the buildings. They see it as a long-term investment. And that's what the Veritas company in San Francisco, that's why they were the target of the tenant organizing.
Now, this is one law in one city. Do you see any signs of broader trends in renters' tenants' rights? We certainly see more high-profile cases of workers unionizing.
The growing number of workers that are organizing at Starbucks and Amazon and many other companies is a parallel to the growing tenants' rights movement across the country. Wages are not keeping pace with rents. People have very few options. Roughly 35% of all the tenants in the country are fear eviction, according to a recent survey. And so there's been a growing upsurge of tenant activism around the country, during the pandemic. They've pushed cities to pass right to counsel laws, giving tenants the right to have an attorney if they're being evicted or face other challenges. Growing numbers of cities have passed laws requiring landlords to maintain their properties in good condition. Some cities are now talking about rent control. In Portland, Maine, for example, the voters voted overwhelmingly for rent control. The same thing happened in Minneapolis in the last year. So we're seeing, I think, the largest upsurge of tenant activism today than we've seen since the 1970s.
Peter Dreyer is professor of politics and urban and environmental policy at Occidental College in Los Angeles. Professor, thanks.
Sure. Thank you, Scott.